I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 594, Battling Voices. I don't have to tell you that there's a war going on over who you will listen to, who you will believe, trust, and then ultimately follow and pattern your life after. This battle is raging over all areas of life. It's about who you believe about COVID-19, including all the mandates and policies that are ever coming down and changing. Whose voices are you listening to there? But it's way bigger than that. It includes how you see the world in every conceivable way, what values you hold dear, how you will treat other people, what you believe is good and true and right, what you will do with the fleshly desires that we all have. Where do you find ultimate truth? And guess what? There's a book in Scripture that's all about that. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor. And one of the ways we show we love God is by how we love our neighbor. Have you read the book of Proverbs lately? Usually what we want to do with Proverbs is kind of cherry pick a few of our favorite ones out and not see the book as more than simply a collection of pithy wisdom sayings that we might want to consider. But there's a bigger story here. So give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you that story, share a thought, hear a portion of Scripture, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge on how to battle those voices that are coming at you so you can love better. In an article for Bible Study Magazine, Wendy Witter wrote this: Proverbs opens on a battlefield of a young man's life where competing voices are vying for his heart. His father recognizes the power of words and their influences on his son. Wanting to combat these dangers, he adopts the voices of those who present the greatest threat to the young man and those who speak truth. Their speeches present the son with a choice. She goes on in the article to describe five voices that we see in Proverbs, especially the first part of the book. So let me briefly give you the thumbnail sketch, because we too hear these same voices whispering in our ears all these thousands of years later. First in Proverbs, there's the father. He's wise, experienced. He always has his child's best interest in mind, and he lives his own advice. He describes scenarios to bring to life the temptations that his child will face. Then there's the gang. They invite the son to join them in their power against other people, to take what they want and do what they want, and they speak of easy gain through violence. Third, there's the seductress. A sweet-talking woman with a seductive body and manner, and she tempts him sexually, saying her husband's far away and they won't get caught. Fourth, there's Lady Wisdom. Another woman, but the polar opposite of the seductress. Lady Wisdom speaks candidly and uprightly and truthfully. And finally, there's Dame Folly. Her words are not smooth and sweet like the seductress, but they're loud and arrogant. She's a cheap imitation of Lady Wisdom, and her imitations lead to death. Podcast family, may I challenge you to dust off the book of Proverbs, especially concentrating on the first 9 chapters and the voices that are there? Who are the parallels in our culture to those voices today? Who would represent the father, the gang, the seductress, Lady Wisdom, and Dame Folly in 2021? Isaiah 30, verse 21 says this: Whether you turn to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice saying, "This is the road, now follow it." Yes, but whose voice is that in your life? Here's the great question. Right now, who are you listening to the most? Now be honest. Do their words and their attitudes sound like Jesus? Let's pray. Father, there are a myriad of competing voices wanting me to listen to them, trust them, believe them, and obey their wishes. It can be overwhelming trying to figure out who's right. I want to be a sheep that hears your voice and doesn't listen to the false shepherds. Show me the voices of wisdom and folly that are coming at me right now, and give me a discerning spirit to know which ones are from you and are following you. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 595. And in the meantime, a follow-up from the article by Wendy Witter. She wrote, Whether the son of Proverbs 1 through 9 matures into a wise man or lapses into an idiot will be determined by his ability to sort out the voices, evaluate their words, and choose the right path. The interplay of speech highlights the need to truly listen. The one who chooses thoughtfully can turn the page to chapters 30 to 31, where wisdom for all of life can be learned. God bless you, my friends. And God give you divine discernment as you decide what to do with the battling voices.